One is a machine programmed to seek out materials and build two duplicates of itself, which would take off for two other stars.
Yeah, Russ said. And after a few million years, every planet in the galaxy would have been visited by one of these machines. The fact that there obviously isn't one on Earth is offered as proof that there's no other space-faring life in this galaxy.
That's a stretch, Russ shrugged.
Well, the galaxy is thousands of millions of years old. The logic is that the project would be relatively simple to set up and then would take care of itself.
But you see the hole in that logic, Nesbitt said.
Sure, Jack said. I see where you're going. The argument assumes we would know the machine was here.
It might well be hidden, Nesbitt said. Hidden in a place where it wouldn't be found except by other creatures with high technology.
Jack rubbed the stubble on his chin.
You're right there. No pearl diver is going to find that thing and bring it up.
And bringing it out of that environment into this one might be a signal that life on the planet has evolved sufficiently to initiate the next course of action.
Make contact with us.
Maybe. Or maybe eliminate us as rivals.
He looked at both of them in turn.
What if a creature like Hitler had started the project? Genghis Khan. And they were at least humans. There are plenty of animals who simplify their existence by eliminating their own kind who threaten their primacy. We ourselves have destroyed whole species, smallpox and malaria, for our health.
It's far-fetched, Halliburton said.
But even if the possibility was near zero, the stakes are so high that the problem should be addressed.
Jack tapped his teacup with his spoon, and the woman appeared.
Sun's over the yardarm, Colleen.
She nodded and slipped away.
So how are your 12 people supposed to save humanity from alien invasion?
We discussed moving the whole operation to the lunar surface.
Holy cow, Russ said.
It would make the Apollo program look like a science fair project, Nesbitt said. No one has a booster that can orbit one-tenth that thing's mass, and we couldn't send it up piecemeal.
Jack squinted, doing numbers.
I don't think it could be done at all. Mass of the booster goes up with the square of the mass of the payload. Strength of materials, goddamn thing collapse.
And you see the implications of that. Someone got that thing here from a lot farther away than the moon.
That's still just an assumption, Russ said. And I still lean toward a natural explanation. It probably was formed here on Earth by some exotic process.
Nesbitt's temper rose for the first time.
Pretty damned exotic. 3 times as dense as plutonium. And that's if it were the same stuff through and through. What if the goddamned thing's hollow? What's the shell made of?
Neutronium, Russ said. Degenerate matter? That's my guess, if it's hollow.
Boloniums is what we called it in school, Jack said. Make up the properties first, find the element later.
Colleen rolled in a cart with various glasses and bottles.
Gentlemen?
The NASA men stuck to tea. Russ took white wine, Jack a double Bloody Mary.
So, what does your dynamic dozen propose? Jack asked as the woman left the room.
He leaned forward.
Isolation. More profound than extreme biohazard, the environment the military uses in developing
nanoweapons, Russ supplied. Of course, we're not actually developing them, just learning how to defend ourselves against them, if somebody else does.
Well, it's not just the military. Everybody developing nanotech uses similar safeguards to keep the little things isolated.
We'd cover the lab building your crew is finishing now with an outside layer, sort of an exoskeleton.
Basically, a seamless metal room almost the same size as the lab. To enter, you'd have to go through an airlock. The atmospheric pressure inside is slightly lower than outside. The airlock's also a changing room. Nobody ever wears street clothes into the work area.
I don't think our people would enjoy working under those constraints, Russ said.
Feels like government interference.
You could also see it as taking advantage of the government. We give you the functional equivalent of lunar isolation, air and water recycled, power sources independent of the outside.
plus getting back all the capital we